Early in the mornings when I think about you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I wanna know you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. I could fuck you all the time. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another week of Three Girls, One Mic. It's Amanda, and I'm here with Angela and Camilla. And today we'll be talking about casual sex. So last week we talked about hookups, but today we'll be going in a little bit more in depth of the different types of casual sex.
There's the one night stand, the booty call, the sex by appointment, because I feel like, what's the app that people use now?
Tinder?
Tinder.
That's sex by appointment. I don't care what you say. That's sex by appointment. If you want a boyfriend, you go like on Match.com.
eHarmony.
You
fill out a questionnaire.
Anything like that. For you to have a booty call, I think it's like a friend with benefits kind of thing. In the one night stand, you probably don't know that person. You're probably so drunk that you don't care
what
that
person wants. You're probably never going to see that person again, so you don't care about anything that happens.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's probably the best one because booty calls, I think it can get really messy, especially if the communication is off. Someone can get attached and that leads into other things and it can be very messy.
Yes, yeah. My booty call turned into a relationship and girl, that was completely messy.
So it was a friend with... Yeah, what's the difference between friends with benefits and booty call? I guess when you have a friend with benefits, they booty call you? That's what it is.
I think so, yeah.
I don't think there's much
and
of a difference.
And I think, like, a friend with benefit, you probably go out in the same circles, hang out, and you guys are friends, but you just have that sexual relationship. Booty call is kind of just like, y'all don't chill besides the time.
Yeah, you That's don't true. Hang around the same yeah. having so friends, sex. But then, you know, late at night when you need something, you That's get that call.
I think, in my opinion, that booty calls are better because you're more comfortable to... It's like a one-night stand, but with the same person over and over again. So you're not having sex with a lot of different people, and you can do whatever you want during sex because you don't have to see that person out of a sex scenario and, like, have to talk to them, and you know what I mean? Like,
that's true, because yeah. if they feel like they can call you at 3 in the morning and you answer that phone call and you're like, okay, let's do this, you don't care if... What they're gonna think about you.
Exactly.
You know, just let's do this. And if friends with benefits, you still have to deal with the person exactly. the next day. So
Yeah,
so okay, so before we go into any more discussion, I want to talk about rules of casual sex. Because I think there are very defined, unspoken rules that need to be talked about. Because for anybody who hasn't been in a casual sex relationship or hasn't, you know, participated in that, won't really know how to take it. So,
I think number one rule is don't get clingy. Oh, it's casual sex. It's not a relationship. You cannot get jealous. You cannot be crazy knocking on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning asking who's in there. Yeah. It's not your boyfriend. It's not your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You need to, like, understand what it is.
So in other words, check your emotions at the door. Okay, so I think rule number two should be don't be uptight. Casual sex should be fun. And if you worry too much about being sexy or trying too hard, like, or you don't want to try new things, you're going to take all the fun out of it.
Use casual sex as practice.
Should be a playground where you learn new things, probably invent something else,
find out what you like, what you don't like.
Because casual sex should be about you. You're not, I mean, obviously, like, you want to please the person, but you should be more selfish. Like, so you're going to figure out things that you like and what
try
you
new
like.
Positions. Get better at new positions so that when you finally do meet the person that you want to be with, you can be like, look what I know.
Exactly. I know. Because if you're in a relationship, sometimes you... feel worried about being judged if you want to try something
because
new.
You like the person, you care what they think about you, and you want to, like, sometimes you focus on, like, looking cute while you're doing it, or like you want to do the right thing so that the person gets pleasured, because in a relationship you care more about your partner than you do about yourself sometimes.
That's true.
As and opposed to casual sex.
Yes, completely agree.
So in casual sex, just remember, it's not serious at all. It's fun. Have fun. Do your thing, learn new things, And if sex is a sport, casual sex is practice.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I think for me, rule number three would be know your limits. Know when it's not okay for you. Think about yourself. Like you're saying, it's a practice, it's a selfish thing. You're doing it for the pleasure. So if you're getting hurt, it's not worth it. Don't get in a friends with benefits or casual sex kind of situation if you already have feelings for that person, mm-hmm. thinking that it might lead to something else. Be honest with yourself. Be honest exactly. with your feelings and communicate, because sometimes the person is hurting you and not even knowing that they're hurting you. Mm-hmm. You have to
think. Absolutely. I 100% agree with Camilla. You
have to set boundaries for yourself and really follow them. Yeah. That was a really good point. And I think it could even apply to, like, sex itself. Because, I mean, when you're in a relationship, your partner might do something that you don't like and you just go along with it because you want to please that person, whatever. But in casual sex, like, if you don't like what's going on, don't continue to do it. Like, it's for you. Casual sex is only for you. It's not for the person you're having sex with. So know what you like, know what you don't like, and if you don't like something, don't partake in it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so those are the rules to casual sex. One, don't get clingy. Two, don't be uptight. And three,
know your limits.
Yeah. I would say three, be honest.
Be honest.
Yes. I think in general, be selfish. All about you.
That's close. That's the main rule.
This is the one time where being selfish is 100% okay. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay. So moving on to another topic.
Do you have any cool stories about or interesting creepy stories about casual sex? One night stand, not casual sex. One night stand. It's a type of occasional sex.
I never had a one night stand either. Maybe the guy who took my virginity, that was a one night stand. We had sex one time and never again.
That was a one night stand?
That's a one night stand.
Yeah, made me feel like I didn't have that many, but... Yeah,
no, that was a one night stand. We only had sex that one time and it was done after that.
All right. I lost my virginity. It was a one... Does it count as one night stand if you hook up with the person before?
Yes, right? That's what I'm thinking too, because like it was someone that I really liked but we had never.
I think a one night stand is when you don't know somebody, you have sex, and then you never talk to that person again.
Yeah, it's completely stranger. Yeah, agreed. So
yes,
I only had one. And I didn't know about it until like maybe a few months after. We were at this party, super drunk. That's it. Then a few months goes by. I'm with my half-sister in the mall. This guy comes up to us and says hi to us and stuff. And I'm just giving him this stare blank, like, hi. And then he keeps walking. She goes, you don't remember him? And I go, who? Do I know him? Long story short, we end up hooking up. And we did have sex because I told her about it. And I was so intoxicated, I don't remember.
Oh my god.
That's bad.
So do they say, like, if you don't remember, did it happen?
Yeah, which you don't know won't hurt you.
Oh wait, I think I did have a one night stand, but it wasn't sex. Does it count if you don't have sex? Like if you let somebody give you oral?
That's a great... I
even joked. Wait,
Is that a one night stand or is that just
you gave oral sex?
I received oral sex.
Where did you get that? That's an awesome one night stand.
Yeah, I was so drunk. No, mind you, it wasn't awesome because if I see the boy now, I will probably throw up.
I think I know this.
I have no idea who this person could be.
I know.
I can't even think.
Yeah, so I went to a party. I got so messed up. The boy, I started making out with the boy. I don't even know how. Girl, don't get me started. This boy is so ugly. And we went downstairs to his bed. And he was just like, he kept trying to do it to me. And I'm like, no. He's like, okay, so let me just eat you out. I'm like, okay.
I guess.
And that was like my first time like receiving oral. And I don't even remember it like awesome. That. I just know that it happened.
Yeah.
That's see? Cool.
Because but, maybe you felt like a little, I feel as a female, I think I felt really embarrassed at my first time somebody gave me oral sex. So maybe, see, that's a good point of, you just said yes because he was a random guy. Exactly. It was probably for your boyfriend. You would be a little, okay, not right now.
Yeah.
Not like, drunk at a party.
Right. I wasn't thinking, maybe like, fresh now I shower. Think about, like, did I shower today? Am I fresh down there? Like,
who knows?
I did not have one care in the world. That's embarrassing, though.
It's not. It's
not
great.
Really.
Yeah.
No, I've had a situation like that. But, I mean, it wasn't a random person that I never saw a day in my life. It was actually just a friend from my circle. And I got drunk one day. He was drunk. We were like, we kind of always flirted around each other, but nothing crazy. We never hooked up. And he just texted me. I dropped him off at home, and then he texted me to go to his house, which
booty
I guess
call.
That's kind of weird.
Call.
So I was like, I said, all right. So I went. I didn't want to do anything, though, but, like, you know, once you get there, we started kissing, and I let him do his thing, and I went home.
Oh, wow. You guys are G's.
I guess.
Well, I can't share my story because I don't remember.
He wasn't so bad though. Looking. I have a question, though. Like, is there anything somebody can do during casual sex to just end it for you? Like, something, like, I know for me, it's, like, one time this boy tried to, even though it was just casual sex, like, he tried to have sex without kissing me, and I just didn't do it. Like, it was just, like, I'm not that kind of girl, like, and I didn't even partake in the casual sex because I got so angry. Is there anything like that for you guys?
They'll make you walk out in a one-night stand?
If you stink.
If you stink.
I know. It has to be one night stand that is not so intoxicated. Because if you're that drunk, things like that.
I don't know. Like, maybe, like, you mean walk out before the interaction? Or can it be, like,
during whatever.
Make certain sounds. Grunting and stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I think that the guy's being a little, like, it's making me feel uncomfortable or being too rough or, you know,
absolutely.
Just not listening
no,
to me.
No, that's right.
Because you don't know that person at all. And if you started treating like that, that can be a flag.
Yeah.
So remember, guys, don't just go home with any stranger out of the club. Don't get yourself killed and kidnapped and, you know, be
no,
smart.
No, made a good point. You never know who you're going home with.
Exactly.
And people can start getting rough. And that can be a scary situation to even stop it. Mm-hmm. Because then you don't even know, like, if you're already being rough, who knows
if you're,
what else you're even going to listen to me.
If you're going home with someone, I would say precautions would be, like, turn your find my iPhone on. Call your friends. Text
let
someone.
Them
let
know.
Them know
let
where
them
you're
know.
Going. Who this person is. Like, look at his face.
Take a picture of him. I'm
and
going
now,
home with
now,
you.
Now they know. Have this thing on iPhones. I don't know if they have it on Androids. It's like find my friends.
Oh,
so
who invented this?
You could just send, like, I guess before, like, you could text your friend, like, that you're sending them a find my friend invite to share your location, and they just have to accept it. And or like send you an invite so you can accept it and share your location, and then they can know where you're at for like the, that amount of
just,
time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So if you're that drunk, like, be a good friend or even a good person. Like, if you're in a bar and you see a girl completely, you can see she can barely walk, leaving with someone. Try to, like, do something. You know, try to talk to the girl.
Yeah, I think
try to see if, like, do he's known her. You can save a life like that. You know,
exactly.
Just have your eyes open.
And I mean, you can try if she's rude to you, if they're rude to you, whatever. Like, you did your part, but you should definitely try.
And as a friend too, you should always know when your friend is too drunk to go home
exactly.
with somebody.
So I think, like, overall, like, don't go with nobody you don't know.
Well,
if
that's
somebody
likes to stand, you're gonna go with someone.
Okay,
just be
yeah,
smart
like,
about it.
Yeah, be smart about going with somebody you don't know. If they're too rude, if they're doing things that
if
you don't
like, if it's
red
flags, don't just
exactly.
be embarrassed of leaving. You know, just. Be smart.
No,
just
you have
be,
a right
I think that's
to
the
leave.
Main thing
be
about
smart.
One night stands. Please be
mm-hmm.
smart. Use
and
protection.
Have safe sex. Oh my God.
Safe sex is great sex.
Birth control is not safe sex. Condoms.
No, we don't. Babies are a big deal, but STDs are a bigger deal. Please. Yes. You don't want something that you can't get rid of. You don't want something that can kill you. So definitely be smart. And you can actually, before a one-night stand or before a hookup, there are rapid STD tests at any pharmacy. They're not that expensive.
I've never heard of that. You can buy them online so that you have them at home ready for you. And you can get your results within like 20 to 30 minutes, I think it is. And, you know, in between, bring out some, I don't know, some whipped cream, some ice, foreplay.
Role play until you get your results.
Until your results come back.
Do you guys think casual sex can lead into a relationship? Did it ever happen to you guys?
To me, it has happened. Like, I'm still with the person now. It was just, like, literally, like, a booty call. Like, whenever I wanted to have sex, I would call him. Whenever he wanted sex, he would call me. Mm-hmm. And, like, after a while, like, after we stopped having sex with each other, I think he missed me a little bit because he started chasing after me. And then, at first, I didn't want anything because I'm like, no, like, it was just that. But then, it just turned into, like...
I think it has more chances to turn into a better relationship because when you go on a date with someone, you're trying to be a better version of yourself. Nobody's 100% themselves in the beginning of dating. And when you do have like casual sex or friends with benefits, you are you because you don't care, you know? Yeah. So you get to know the real person and it's just so much easier. When you get into a relationship, that's it. No surprise. I'm a crazy bitch. There you go.
I think when you're starting to have sex with somebody casually, you're more open to things because you don't care what they think about you. You're just there for fun. You're just there for sex. Like, and that's all
that it
is.
You're not trying to impress anyone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then when you're in a relationship with somebody and you guys start having sex, it's more awkward at first because you're trying to look good for that person. You're trying to be, you know what I mean?
Like,
you know,
it's like into. Mm-hmm. It's just...
And you can't really know what someone's into until you actually get involved with them because you're not going to know from the first time because the last person probably likes something completely different.
And what if you start date that person for a while and then when you go to have sex, the sex is bad? So having casual sex you already know if it's bad, that's it. You're not even my booty call. You'll be on the friend zone.
That's true. But casual sex relations can go really wrong, too. Like, I got into one, and I got clingy. I did.
I
was that girl, and I wanted something else, and he didn't want anything more.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to our second episode of Three Girls, One Mic. We'll be back here next Sunday at 9 o'clock, but please follow us on Twitter.
At Three Girls, One Podcast. We give great tips, fun facts, and just funny little things that you would like to hear about sex. If you guys have any opinions, any questions, any comments, or what you think we could be doing better, please let us know. Sorry for any quality issues that we might have. It's our first time doing this. We're still new. So just please bear with us. But we really appreciate you guys listening to us. Thank you so much. And good night, guys.
Good night. You like what you say? I could fuck you all the time. I could fuck you all the time.